News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first up, Budget 2025 will be announced tomorrow afternoon, and the government leaders last night have reportedly agreed a major increase in the value of the cost of living package. It could see a series of one-off payments that could include two double payments of child benefit. This cost of living package, Shane, had been fated to be at 1.5 billion. It has now been increased, we think, to 2 billion. This is on top of the 1.4 billion in tax cuts and the 6.9 billion in spending that was already earmarked for it. What are the other standout things you've seen from the kites that are being flown?
Well, all social welfare are going to increase by 12 euro a week. You mentioned it, the two double child benefit payments before Christmas. You mentioned tax cuts. USC rate is coming down for earners up to 70,000. The income tax top rate, the entry point for that, will increase. Electricity credits, we're probably going to get two payments of 125 euro before the end of the year as well. The Help to Buy scheme is being expanded, and lots more besides, Ciara.
Yeah, cancelled junior and leaving cert fees, reduced school transport on the school buses, free school books for primary and secondary school kids, 500 new hospital and community beds coming, trying to hold the 9% VAT rate for some of the hospitality sector. All sorts of things there. It reminds me of the Late Late Show. It's one for everyone in the audience, Shane.
It is. And you know what comes after Late Late Show budgets?
Tell
Operation
us.
Transformation budgets. We only have two types of budgets in this country. Either we give away
boom
everything.
Bust, are we saying?
Yeah, we're boom and bust. And I can't believe we're, 15 years after the crash.
I have to say to you, it is a little different to 2006. We don't have the credit bubble that we did have.
We don't have a credit bubble.
We do have
a fiscal bubble, though.
Well, we're spending big. We do. I sound like Charlie McCreevy. When I have it, I spend it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in the coffers.
Yeah, but we don't know how. We don't know how permanent that money is. A lot of the money in the coffers, like 15 years ago, it was coming from the property sector, stamp duty and VAT on houses. Now it's coming from corporate taxes, and nobody knows if that's going to last. That is really, really worrying that we're doing that. And look.
Well, the Apple tax judgment and indeed the massive pushback against data centres, both of those things may possibly undermine foreign direct investment.
They could. We don't know if that's going to continue. So I think we're taking an enormous risk. My other problem is even if we park that, and I think it is a huge thing, and the idea, as the fiscal council said earlier on, of spending all this money when the economy is at full capacity, that is also inflationary as well. But also my question is, where is the big idea? Like, by spreading the largesse,
the scattergun.
So the scattergun approach, like, it means you can't, like, imagine if this budget was about tackling child poverty, eliminating it. So instead of giving a double child benefit payments to you and I, that it was actually focused on those who really need it. You could really do big things.
Roderick O'Gorman's has gotten an extra 1.34 billion for his department, which does fund a lot of services for deprived children as well. There is quite a lot of billions going there too.
Inevitably, if you give something to everybody, you can't target it.
There's no big idea here. I think there is a big idea here. I think the idea is to get re-elected. But let us know out there this morning what it is you think. There's been a lot of kites flown all weekend. The budget is tomorrow. What you think about what you're hearing. Are you delighted? Do you go, oh yeah, I'd love my double children's allowance.
Bring it on. Show me the money.
Cut my tax. I'm a bit like that. I'm a bit like, cut my tax. But let us know what you think about that this morning. Shane is absolutely dead set against it. I wouldn't mind a few quid in the pocket. But 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Now, to discuss this further, we're joined by the Enterprise Minister, Peter Burke, and Public Affairs Consultant, Irish Times columnist, Gerard Howland. Gerard, to you first. You have concerns about the approach.
Well, first off, you're wrong about the Late Late analogy. The Late Late gave one for everyone in the audience. The government proposes to give two. There's nothing wrong with spending of itself, provided it's prudently provided for, and there's lots of good things proposed what's in the newspapers. The problem is the increasing unwise dependency on certain categories of tax. Everyone knows 27% of our tax comes from corporation tax alone. I suppose the analogy with 2006, 7 and 8 when we went bust, it's not the banking crisis of then, which hopefully is not going to be an issue now, is that in 2006, fully 30% of all our taxes then came from corporation, capital gains and stamp duty. And as I say, 27% now from corporation tax. So there's an eerie reminiscence. But when you look at income tax, which provides for 38% of our revenue, of that income tax, 10% pay 63% and 1% pay 24%. So there are layer upon layer of extraordinarily narrow, deep dependencies on a, in a tax system that has been continually hollowed out from the bottom, one third of us don't pay income tax. One third of us who work do not pay income tax. And then among the income taxpayers, those people paying at the top are more than likely, not always, to have some degree of dependency in their income on foreign direct investment companies that are delivering the 27% of corporation tax. And of that 27%, 42% is provided by three payers alone. And the importance of a double payment for child benefit, not once but twice before Christmas, is that this is the last year this government will get away with what's called euphemistically non-core expenditure.
One-off
specials.
We're in the third year of one-off measures, I think.
Which doesn't meet my definition of a one-off, but that's neither here nor there. It still meets the EU definition, but that's running out of time. The government has its own mind of what its timing of an election is, and this smacks of awful imprudence, in my opinion.
Okay, Enterprise Minister Peter Burke, your response to that?
Good morning, Shane. Well, I think I'd point out a few important issues. First, the government is investing in long-term planning. So we have two sovereign wealth funds at the moment. We have the Future Ireland Fund, which will grow by 100 billion to 2035. And we also have the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, again, which will offer counter-cyclical investment in our economy if private investment becomes weak in future. And we're putting 2 billion annually into that. So those are two long-term planning measures. Secondly, I always go by evidence. We had inflation at over 9% midway through 2022. It's now coming under 2%. That really shows the government responded policy correctly to that inflationary crisis. And while prices are still going up, they are reducing and the evidence is there. Thirdly, I'd again point again to prudence that we invested about per annum 15 billion euro during the COVID period on supports. We've that weaned right down to under 1 billion euro now inside 4 years. Again, that's pointing to prudence. And the fourth point I'd make, which is critically important, is that we're planning for a future. We have auto enrolment coming in next year, really planning for the private sector and future pension investment for them, which is very important. We have carbon taxes to really essentially protect us for that transition to a carbon zero economy, which will really intervene and protect people along that journey. And also we have property taxes and other measures, which our economy is more broad-based. But while there are risks, I can demonstrate clearly that the government are really planning for those risks. And we are spending about over 14 billion euro on capital expenditure next year. And when you consider back in 2017, it was around 3.5 billion euro. That shows we're really investing in people's future, keeping that job growth going.
You are nonetheless, though, you are undoubtedly narrowing the tax base in this budget. And you're also breaking your own self-imposed fiscal rules. And you're doing so, as Gerard Howland pointed out, off the back of corporate taxes that we're not sure will be there in 5 years' time or 10 years' time.
Of which we're not spending all of the corporate tax money. And this is a critical point. We're putting it by for long-term planning for the future of our economy, that if, in essence, our economy hits an economic shock in future, which we hadn't over a decade ago, that the economy will have money to invest when private investment becomes weak and restart it just exactly as we did during COVID. And again, we come back to the evidence. From the eve of the pandemic to right now, we have about 400,000 extra people working in our economy, and we're going to put another 100,000 jobs into it over the next year. Again, that demonstrates that our economy is growing, that we're going to have capacity to intervene again, if we do in future, by proper prudent management, and critically, that inflation is coming down from over 9% right down to under 2%. And notwithstanding, as prices still rise, we have to ensure that the most vulnerable are protected.
Gerard Howland, are you persuaded by that?
Minister Burke sounds like he's reading from a crib sheet I wrote 20 years ago when I worked for the government. We had a sovereign wealth fund then. We were running surpluses then. We had growth rates in excess of other European countries, and all was well. I'll have to say, unlike then, I genuinely believe that most things are reasonably okay now. We're not looking at a precipice now as we were then. There's a lot to be confident about, but inflation isn't one of them. We are now at the lowest rate of inflation for 3 years. But if you look under the bonnet, domestic costs, and the Minister for Enterprise is also the Minister for Small Business, he knows the pressures that small enterprises are under, and the inflationary issues that they are facing are being aggravated by levels of spending in government. For example, on housing, you know, we're extending the the help to buy scheme to 2029. But that's inflationary. Housing is going up by 8% a year. It's not a help, except to a few who are already better off than their competitors in a tight market. It makes sense politically because you can show you're doing something for somebody in the bigger picture. Is it wise? No, clearly it's not.
Okay, Minister, your response?
Well, we hadn't those type of sovereign wealth funds. We're all aware that the government raided the pension fund over a decade ago when we needed to put money into the economy. We hadn't a separate fund. Now we have two to invest in our future to ensure that we have that capacity. I also mentioned we have auto-enrolment, again, which will be a mechanism to fund pension growth into the future, that people can have the aspiration to retire and to ensure that they have money put by for that assisted by the government. And as I said, we have reduced inflation, which Gerard quite rightly points out. So my point is that we're increasing expenditure in the right areas, and critically, where we're demonstrating it most visibly is in capital expenditure. We see growth of over 14 billion euro this year. And again, that's investing in more homes, better broadband, better public services. And that will stand us as we grow as an economy. And
final question, Minister. Final question before I let you go. Have you lost the battle on the 9% reduced VAT rate? Have you lost that battle?
I think government really, really understands, and critically to a report, that the most vulnerable sectors are hospitality and retail. That's where 3/4 of minimum wage workers reside. And we really need to intervene there as a government to assist all those businesses. I'm very focused on that. And I'm still working, trying to ensure that we have a very strong response to that sector, because they are very vulnerable.
Are you still making the argument for are you still making an argument for a 9% VAT rate?
But I think it's no secret, Shane, my views on the issue. I've worked hard through government, will continue to do so, and I'm hopeful that we'll have a strong response back to that sector on Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast, and Public Affairs Consultant, Irish Times columnist Gerard Howland, thank you to you as well.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.